Battlefield Countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission.
Hello and welcome.
Brute Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Greetings and salutations and welcome to the Brute Squad.
You poor guy, I messed you all up.
You got me all jacked.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It was almost like a Pac-Man version of welcome.
It was almost, yeah, kind of like a little bit of Elvis.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Welcome very much.
That's it.
And yes, once again, we survived another Thanksgiving.
Brute Squad!
And another
Black Friday. Of doom.
Of doom. They will all be Black Fridays of doom. How was yours? Did you have a good time?
No.
Did you get everything you wanted?
No.
Wow.
Well, tell me how you really feel.
I mean, well, do you ever? I mean, let's be honest. At Nebraska Furniture Mart, there are people going to the hospital.
I got almost everything I wanted, believe it or not, at Toys R Us this year.
Well,
I got everything that was on my list that I wanted to get.
Well, there you go.
I
lucked
out.
Did you happen to go to Target and get the DC Universe figures for 50% off?
I did not know they were 50% off.
All anything
that wasn't in their ad.
Anything Batman, Green Lantern, Superman, or DC oriented, except Fisher Price stuff, was 50% off.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you know those little pop figures that were $8, $3.99.
Dude, I just so went there. I did not know it wasn't in the ad though.
Yeah, I got the Captain America, which for some reason they allowed me to have for $3.99.
There
like,
you go.
That's not DC, but we won't say anything.
They don't know.
I know. They really don't. But yeah, they had a lot of really cool stuff there. 50%
I did not
off.
Know. I did not even see that.
They had and the thing was, they busted out a whole bunch of the old ones and the new ones. So, like, even way back, the old series of DC stuff from way back, they had somehow, like, out of a warehouse.
That stinks. Which one did you go to? Barry?
Right over here.
Oh, man, I should have went.
Yeah.
I was over at Toys R Us looking for stuff and got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to mention it because they're gifts, so I can't tell anybody.
There you go. There you go. But, you know, the thing is, it's just such a nightmare, and the fighting and the bickering and the nonsense. Now, one of the things, you know, I didn't go out for a whole lot of stuff. I did get the movies I wanted, which was good. I got Supernatural Season 6, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I'm almost completely done with. I love it so much. I've been watching it every single night since I got it.
Which one's Season 6?
Well, it's on Season 7 now. So
that was, oh, so it was last
yeah,
year's.
Last okay. year's. Because I only got to catch three or four of those on the DVR.
See, so, I watch them live, so I mean, I'm all caught up with them.
Well, I tell you what,
last season was freaking awesome.
$12.
Oh, I know. The DVDs are great prices this year.
And Mimic, the Guillermo del Toro director's cut on Blu-ray,
yeah.
$5.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Pulp Fiction, $3.99.
I saw that.
It's crazy.
I got the special edition Green Lantern double box set and everything. $12.99 at Kmart.
Yep.
For the Blu-ray, digital, and everything.
Right, right.
Regularly like $30. I'm like $12.
Once again, I'll say we don't want your stinking digital copy. We all it does is add $5 to our damn cover price. Stick it in your ass. If we wanted your damn digital copy, we could come to your website and download it.
But then it'd be $5.
That's right. Charge us $5. We'll give you our code that you put inside the damn movie, and you can charge us $5.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
I agree.
Anuses. All right, what you got over there? You got all kinds of stuff in front of you.
I don't have nothing.
Looks like you don't. You're kind of slim pickings.
Dude, this is the fifth week of November. So, of course, you know, comics are very, very super light. DC didn't even send anything out. The only thing that came out this week was the Green Lantern animated series Zero. And it's kind of like a prequel to the TV show that was, you know, 45-minute little cartoon on Cartoon Network, which was pretty good.
Yeah, the introduction movie that wasn't really a movie.
Yeah, yeah. It was all right.
It's going to be released on Blu-ray, and they're going to charge you $20, and it's only 45 minutes long. Thanks, guys.
Dude, you know what I saw on Blu-ray that I got to pick up? Not Blu-ray, but DVD that I got to pick up this week?
What's that?
Mortal Kombat Legacy. They've been having the short films that you can on YouTube. They got them all together in one DVD box set now.
I'm just wondering, though. I mean,
I'm digging it.
Is it good?
It's awesome, dude.
The ones I saw, I was like, I don't know if I'd really want this on a Blu-ray or a DVD.
I would. I liked it.
Well, you enjoy it, then.
I like the whole deal with Sub-Zero and Scorpion is freaking, I thought, phenomenal.
Well, I liked the original so much, you know, with Liu Kang and all those guys.
I'll take these new ones over the original.
Oh, not me, man. Christopher Lambert. He was dude. He was Raiden, man. That was great.
Let's not go there. I mean, he is one of my favorite actors. See, I mean, there can be only one. There can only be one.
That's right. So you can't deny how great that was.
Like I said, you know, did I ever tell you my Highlander story?
I don't know.
Highlander the Endgame. Went to the movies to see it, and I'm watching it, and it's pretty much the cinematography is great, the story is great, they got all these flashbacks about Duncan and Connor, and they brought Heather back, you know, in flashbacks, of course.
Right.
But, I mean, they had the cinematography of them in Scotland, the music with Michael Kamen, and I'm sitting there going, dude, this is a great prequel. This is so awesome. And I'm digging it. And the way the whole story is, it's kind of like Connor with Duncan, you know? And I'm thinking, this is great. And then you hit a certain part of the movie that Connor and Duncan get into it. And Duncan's like, I don't want to fight you, Connor. And he's like, you have to. You have to take my power. And I'm thinking, what the hell are you talking about? Take your power. You won. I'm thinking at the end of this, you know, I'm wanting the end of this Duncan to die. And I want, you know, this to see, hey, this is how Duncan died, you know, and this is a prequel, and Christopher Lambert, you know, as Connor, well, you know, this is what happened. At the end of it, you know, have the Kurgan take Duncan's head. You know, that'd be great. But all of a sudden, they have Duncan take Connor's head. And Connor's, like, dead. I'm sitting here in the movie theater, and I'm kind of stunned, right? And you have to understand, I sat through Solaris. I sat through Cabin Boy.
Well, that's worse than Solaris.
I have sat through Lightning Jack, you know, that Paul Hogan movie after Crocodile Dundee, for the first time in my entire life. And I have a real bad curiosity. I'm like a cat, you know. I don't care how bad the crap is. I at least want to know how it ended. They took Connor's head and I walked out. I wouldn't go back. I've never seen the end of the movie. I own the freaking Highlander sword. I'm such a freak on this stuff.
I know you are.
And it's like, I have every DVD, you know. I joined the club when the DVDs first came, well, when the VHS first came out. I got the Highlander leather jacket. I got all the posters. You know, I got all this crap because I'm a fan. And then it's like, you're going to have Duncan kill Connor? What kind of stupid moron are you? It's kind of like, you know, Lucas should have had the prequels. You know, really? And had Obi-Wan kill Anakin. That's basically the same thing.
Man,
but yeah, there you go. There's my little tandriff about that.
Dude has to go off for 20 minutes.
Who?
Feel better now?
Who are you to throw stones? God, mister, I had a bad experience like once when I was 12 at Walmart.
That's why I said that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Good response. Touché.
I'm telling you, there you go. Well played, sir. Jim Balance, Tarot, Witch of the Black Rose, came out this week.
Is it Tarot? I think it's Tarot.
Tarot. But,
I just like it when you say Tarot.
I know.
It's boobs.
It always is.
There's lots of boobs.
A lot of people are familiar with him because he did Catwoman for years for DC Comics.
Now he's just gone all out boobs.
Well, you know what I like about it? It's him and his wife.
And you like the boobs.
Yeah, that's it. But the artwork is good. The story's good. She's a Wiccan witch, dude.
They were on my show last night, Wiccan witches.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
They didn't show boobs like that.
They should. All Wiccan witches should show boobs.
Okay.
Or all witches in general.
For those of you listening, Johnny says show boobs.
Yeah.
Or die.
Hey, you're the one that's talking. Yeah, here's some more. Right there.
Dude, that's unbelievable. That was kind of a rip of Lady Death, I think. Kinda.
This was before Lady Death. This has been around for years.
That is not before Lady Death.
Dude, this is on issue 71, and they published this bi-monthly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
do the math. It's been a long time in the making.
Maybe.
I mean, 70, yeah, that's a lot of issues. X-Men Legacy came out. Story's pretty good. Artwork is complete crap. I mean, I'm telling you, I know kids that are in elementary school that can do better than this with color forms. I mean, really? These are I'm getting so sick of these comics. I got to tell you, I'm gonna go start a new deal on Facebook. We're gonna start a petition, and we're gonna see how many people we can get to sign it. And what we want to do is petition that any regular comic that comes out has to have the same art as the artist that's doing the interior art. If you want to have a guest guy or Joe Campbell or whoever the heck, you know, Michael Turner, they're still pulling Michael Turner covers out, you know, or a David Finch from DC. That's great, but stick their asses on the variants. I want to know when I see a comic, the cover, I want to know that's what it's going to look like on the inside. Because I believe it's false advertising to do it any other way. Let's have a picture of an Oreo, but have a Chips Ahoy on the inside.
You feel better now? Once again? On your,
dude,
on
really?
Your
are we
going to
go there? I'm annoyed. I was, because the previews came out this week, okay? We got the new previews. And I'm going through the Marvel book, right? And almost every single book is this artist is doing the cover, but a different artist is doing the interior. So I have no idea what these comics are going to look like.
Well, it's not like that's new. They've always done that.
Oh, they're getting bad, though. They used to do it every now and then. It's like almost every one.
Well, like Mike Plug used to do the covers a lot, and he would do some insides for Werewolf by Night. Sometimes it was Don Perlin or, you know, they always – and look at the people who would do covers, like John Buscema would do cool covers. And inside it wouldn't be him. It'd be Steve Ditko or somebody.
Yeah, but it's I'm tired.
I kind
of
dig
it. I'm tired of that.
I kind of like having two artists, just because from now let me be devil's advocate for 1 minute here. From the standpoint of, you know, you get two artists for one bang for your buck. Okay, so you're going to get two separate types of art, and you just pay for the one artist.
Then let him do a middle fold out that you can make into a poster. But
but then you have to tear up your comic.
No, you don't. Just take your staples, dump, you're done. Fold them back over, you're good.
Yeah, but what's going to be on the back sides of that poster, man?
Ads.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, I mean, seriously, though, I mean, I would like to know when I'm buying a comic and I'm looking through previews what that artwork's going to look like. Artwork's important to me. If the artwork sucks.
All of us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if the artwork sucks, if the artwork really sucks, I'll cancel a title. I mean, straight out. If it blows, I'm like, unless it's a really good freaking writer, and there's very few of those anymore. I mean, heck, I'd rather just go back and read my old Batman comics.
Yeah, I do that anyway.
Read my old Batman comics? What are you doing that? Stalker.
I know. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Can't help myself.
Batwing hasn't got canceled yet.
Oh,
I'm counting down the days till Batwing gets canceled.
Son of a bitch. We're going to have to go online and start an online petition for this.
Really? That's your soapbox?
get rid of the Batman Incorporated. Get rid of all of it, the whole thing, yeah. And start over. Get rid of it,
dude,
like it never happened. No Batman in time, no BS.
DC's got some weird stuff going on. I read some more articles that Gail Simone, I guess she's been, you know, she's one of DC's top writers. Probably the top female comic writer in the industry. You know, and I think you met her last year. She was out at Planet Comic Con.
Did you go down there?
Yeah, I went down and visited with her, and she's a sweetheart. She's great. Well, her main deal is she always did Birds of Prey. She always did Barbara Gordon was her main character. Now that Barbara Gordon's walking again, she's, you know, doing Batgirl. And I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite titles. It's great. That and Nightwing, phenomenal for this new DC. Well, DC winds up taking the Batgirl character that she's writing and drops her in Birds of Prey, and they're having another writer. Didn't even
writer
another yeah writer actually writer. Incorporated her into the comic for all those wanting politically correctism. But the thing that cracks me up is they didn't even have the gall to let her know they were taking the character.
You're and kidding.
Had a, no, she had. She actually is out on her blog. You can read them. She's pissed. She goes, I'm really pissed about this. She goes, it would have been nice if they would at least let me know that the character I'm writing is going to be also featured every month in a different title that I might have to start worrying about my storylines crisscrossing. I'm like, that's kind of rude. But, dude, look at that. Batgirl cover for six.
Sweet.
Dude, check it out online,
dude,
guys.
That looks like Keaton on there, the Batman.
It kind of does. They got Adam Hughes doing the cover of Batgirl number six. Go Google it, man. And those of you listening, check out our new previews. It's freaking awesome. Great covers. Good Batman stuff. DC started a new title this month. Batman Beyond Unlimited. And okay. It's going to be Justice League Unlimited. So it's kind of like the Justice League in the future.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
Did you see the new video game coming out? It's kind of along the same lines, the Batman, Lego Batman 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's going to be all the superheroes.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have to get it.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be a Justice League thing, tie-in thing.
Justice League Dark.
Why?
It looks, dude, it's a good title.
Why?
Because it's like the Mystic.
Can we not come up with their own title, though? Like, instead of the Dark version of Justice League, how about let's call it a new name? Like, you know, it's like you said, originality is seriously lacking. Let's just put a bunch of dark characters in and call it the Dark Justice League.
Well, that's like they got, you know, Demon Knights, and it's like Etrigan.
Well, how about...
It has nothing to do with Batman, even though you'd think it would.
Well, how about we take the Justice League out of the title and come up with a new group title? Like, that'd be like them calling it the Avengers 2 for the Defenders, or the Defenders 2 for the Invaders.
Oh, you mean how they have New Avengers, Mighty Avengers, Avengers, and Secret Avengers?
There's way too many.
And now they have the Defenders.
Well, Defenders have, yeah.
Yeah. Which I like the Defenders. Well, I like the old Defenders. I don't like the new lineup now.
I don't know anything about it. I remember when it used to have the Vision, Scarlet Witch, and Hulk.
Yeah. Now it's Red She-Hulk.
Who the hell's that?
Betty Banner turns into the Red She-Hulk, and her dad turns into the Red Hulk. That's General Ross.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing. I just don't even know anymore.
I got to tell you, though, look at that artwork. That is freaking awesome. I was looking at the cover to Winter Soldier, and the artwork.
Is that Bucky?
Yeah, that's Bucky.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But this Leah Romero is doing the artwork.
Does Cap have wings?
This guy's freaking awesome.
Does Cap have wings?
Yes.
Good. If he doesn't,
see, Winter Soldier's like shacking up with Black Widow now.
Well, you know, don't get me started on
that. But your Defenders now, I mean, you still got, you know, Silver Surfer, Submariner, and Doctor Strange. But then they throw in Iron Fist, and they throw in Red She-Hulk.
I did pick up the Power Man and Iron Fist 2-pack for $4 during the Black Friday sale.
Dude, I so wish I would have known Target was doing that.
That one I actually got at Walmart. They were just, it was a clearance
thing. Oh, was it really? But it was the mini ones?
Yeah. It comes with the comic. I love that, though, dude. They don't, you know.
I got to tell you, you know what the coolest thing about those previews?
I couldn't afford nothing. What?
The coolest thing, yeah. The coolest thing about those previews is that this, and all you guys who are interested, yes, I will be having them in my store.
Yeah.
The return of the Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
6-inch Marvel Legends, man. It's back.
That Thor looks nice.
But it's, they have the new Thor. They got Steve Rogers as Super Soldier.
Keep it.
New Iron Man. Constrictor, which is great. They never did one of him
right,
in the past.
Right.
This is the new Ghost Rider.
Don't like it.
I don't like it either. I like the Claw. We've been needing a Claw for several years.
Except for he looks like adult. He looks like Potsy Weber.
Well, that's what he looked like, though. And then they have Hope from the new X-Men line, which is pretty cool.
That's cool. I like three of those figures. I'm kind of Iron Man'd out. Do we need any more 6-inch Iron Mans in our lives?
Sure we do.
No.
They got the Batman chess set, too, which looks really
cool. That looks really nice, yeah.
No, they're doing a different one. Look at this Rogue statue, dude.
I don't like Rogue. I like what's on the other page, though.
What, the Smurfs?
No.
Pokemon?
Walrus Man.
That's a 12-inch Walrus Man. They're doing 12 inches now.
They're based on the old Kenner figures.
Using the old kind of molds and all, and they're doing 12 inches. I don't know.
I wanted that Darth Vader one so bad.
The one they're also showing is Wave 20 Necron series, which is Red Arrow, Hawk and Dove, Green Arrow.
And the cool thing is you're going to get these in the
Necron
store, unlike Co's Babies.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Don't even start. And Batman Legacy figures.
You have something against Co's Babies. I know you looked at those and you said, I ain't getting those pieces of junk. I know that's what you did.
That's not what I did.
You did it.
We're not going to get on the air over this right now. Bite me, Mr. Sheets.
That is so awesome.
But no, dude, they're Batman Legacy figures. Check this out. I know you're going to want me to get these for you. The original Batman.
Which I really like, yeah.
Original Catwoman.
Sweet.
A nice new Nightwing.
And I don't know who that other one is, but if that's Harley Quinn, I don't want it.
That's the Arkham Asylum Harley
Quinn. I don't
Quinn.
Like it.
Well, that's you play the game.
I know, but I don't like – that's the one thing I don't like. I liked her better in Arkham Asylum than I do in Arkham City. And I don't know why they had to change her.
You don't like Horror Quinn?
It's terrible. Well, and on top of that, let's be honest. I thought they really took liberties with her in the first one, but at least she still had the essence of the character. I mean, she still wore a mask. She still had the colors. Now it's like,
they destroyed
her. It could be Angelina Jolie running around up there. Oh, look at this hat, dude. Yeah. Now, see, I'm going to have to say you should probably order me one of those just because. Even if, you know.
It's pretty cool. Look at this new deal. They got this deal now, and they're calling X-rays. And it's like the superheroes, and it's like part of their bodies, part of them X-rayed.
Well, is it normal until the lights go out, and then they turn X-ray? Isn't that right?
I don't know.
I thought it was something where
it doesn't say
it's glow in the dark.
It doesn't say.
Tell me how much that hat is, man. I want to know.
$24.99 retail.
Oh, Jesus.
Arkham Asylum shirts. Now this is the one I was going to show you. Urban Legend Batman.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I think that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to, like, videotape the show so we can, like, show these pictures sometime.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Put them on YouTube.
I actually would like that. A couple of those figures, though. The Batgirl and the Batman from the Legends line look really nice, and I like Nightwing a lot, even though that's really not the legendary Nightwing.
Look at all the Universal Monsters.
Hey, now, you've already hooked me up with a couple of those.
Yep.
So they must be re-releasing them.
Some I haven't. Yeah, some of them have still got.
Because I've seen all those at Hastings, but you have them cheaper in your store.
Of course.
Than Hastings does. So.
Because I'm not a corporate entity that wants to suck the marrow from your bones.
That's like $28.99 up there, dude. It's crazy.
But you can also trade stuff in there. Like you can go to Vintage Stock and trade stuff in. They'll give you 25% of the used price.
Yeah, whatever.
That's how they do their stuff now.
Yeah, I don't do that.
They're crazy.
The only thing I trade in at Hastings is games or movies, and they give you a good deal on those.
They do pretty good on the movies. But on toys and crap, you get screwed.
Well, they don't even take those there anymore.
Vintage Stock does, but they'll screw you.
Yeah, well, yeah, Vintage Stock doesn't give you much.
And they got these new Arkham Asylum figures. These suckers are great looking, but they're like $50. Let's talk about prices of figures, okay?
It's
you
going
know,
crazy.
A lot of people know that I'm like a big fan of the Hot Toy stuff, you know? But you know what? They got this new Alien versus Predator, and it's called a concept character. And what it is, it's from the Hot Toys Artist Collection. It's the Alien vs. Predator, Samurai Predator. And I got to tell you, it looks awesome because it's kind of like if a Predator would have landed back in, you know, the Orient and what he would have wore for armor. But the problem I have with this is, get this shit. $359.99.
How tall is it, 18 inches?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Before, when they originally started putting these out, they were like $120.
And well, they just keep pushing it because they realize people will keep paying it.
$359. I'm sorry, no freaking figure is worth $359.
Not even the Keaton Batman, which to me is the ultimate action figure of all time. If anyone ever wants to get me a great Christmas present, talk to Johnny about
the
Keaton
14
Batman.
14 inches tall.
That's not worthy. It would only be worthy if it was like a, you know, maybe a
life size?
Yeah, well, the life size ones run you about, you know, $1,500.
Yeah, but you're paying what? A quarter of that for this? I mean, we're paying almost $329.
Well, and I was going to say,
$350.
The big ones are taken from the actual molds as well from the movie, so it's kind of worth the money whenever you look at it that way with the armature and stuff.
Okay, yeah, but $360
for a little bitty guy.
For a small little figure is ridiculous.
It's ass.
I mean, it's gotten me to the point that I'm thinking about just like getting rid of all my Predators. I've got almost
every single
one.
Don't be mad at the Predator. It's not their fault, man. It's the fault of Hot Toys. Someone needs to write to them and say, okay, you're pushing it, and you're charging too much money for this crap. You're already pushing the line way beyond
normal. Well, a lot
of
the question is it that? Is it Hot Toys, or is Sideshow getting them pretty cheap, and then Sideshow's turning around and bumping $100 on them?
Well, you need to find that out. But my point is, either way you look at it, write to both of them and say, okay, you've gone beyond what any normal person should do. It's beyond ridiculous. You pushed the line so hard with Batman that most people can't even afford it. No one will be able to buy the Batmobile for $700.
Oh, and, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And yet,
well, the Batman, you know, I can kind of see those. And this is why. This is why with the Batman.
I still can't see $250.
Well, the problem is a lot of that money is going towards, like, Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton for the likeness.
You say
which,
that, but.
Which is fine.
Well, okay, then how come the other toys like that don't charge that much?
Well,
true.
It depends on the toys. It depends on the contracts. But the problem I have is like this. Like, they're zombies, okay? They have their own zombie line. And originally they were like 60, you know, 50, 60 bucks. Then they went to 70. Now they're up over $100. It's like, this is your own concept. You're not paying anybody any licensing fees. You're not paying anybody anything for royalties. It's your own in-home grown. There's no reason that you got to pay $100-something for a little 12-inch zombie.
I still got to tell you, dude, licensing fees, look, if Kenner could produce 12-inch figures and 6-inch figures and 4-inch figures on these same things in a day and they were still charging you $3 a figure, there's no reason for them to charge you $300 for a Keaton Batman. There's no reason. I don't care what they say. Licensing is one thing, but they're not going to have to give more than a few bucks per figure. Okay, they're making a whole lot of profit in there. And I know the figures are ultra detailed and blah, blah, blah. But still, $300, dude? You could buy your own Keaton cowl for $300 just about. You just got to find them.
It's silly, dude. It's completely silly.
It's outrageous, dude. And we have to put a stop. We should try to get them on the show. We should like send them a letter inviting them to the show to justify their price structure. It's gone too far.
You know what happens? The next day, my store will lose like our rights to sell it.
Shouldn't.
I mean, it'll happen. It would happen.
You should be able to invite someone to come on the show and ask them about the price structure and why it's gotten so out of hand.
It is getting stupid. Well, I just got a letter that Mattel's going to be raising the prices of the DC Universe figures again.
It's just gone too far. And I don't know how much higher you can get than the ones that are Teen Titan figures are $24 for one Robin figure that's 6 inches tall.
Well, supposedly the little 6-inch DC Universe are going to be going up to $18 or $19 now. I mean, Toys R Us has already got them for $17.99.
I know, they're already
so
there.
So I heard that they're talking about bumping them up to $19.99.
No one will buy them.
Oh, I know. That's what killed they canceled the Mego line.
Yeah, because it was too high.
They finally officially canceled it because people aren't buying them. But, you know, who's going to buy an 8-inch Mego figure that won't even stand up because they got cheap rubber bands in the body?
$24.99 at
the very
cheapest.
For $24.99.
And I've seen them as high as $40 a piece. And here's the thing. They released waves of figures that no one wanted.
Oh, I know.
The ugliest Shazam ever made.
Ever.
I don't even have one.
Hey, you do.
Is it up there held for me? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put another head on it.
All right.
I'm going to keep the figure. I'm going to put a different
head. Original Shazam?
The original
Mego looks great. I loved it.
I have a mint version. I have a mint.
It looks awesome,
Shazam.
Dude.
Do you know I gave a mint all original $22 for that original Shazam mint. Isn't that crazy? All original.
That's awesome.
I found a deal.
I guess so. You need to find me those deals.
You got to go down with me sometime to Columbia when the toy show's down there.
Let's go. I'm ready.
You just take some stuff to trade in. Dude, I traded stuff. I ended up with a whole box full of Migos that day.
Coach, put me in the game, dude. I'm there.
We'll do it.
You know, I'm still trying to fill in my gaps in
Migos. It's time for a break.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. With the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad! We'll be right back.
Once again, we'd like to welcome you back to the Brood Squad.
Brood Squad! Getting some funk in the background there, Johnny.
A little funky?
We're getting funky. We're
getting all Southern Kansas City on us, aren't we?
From the Fatback Band.
Dude, that's PH.
Yum, yum, gimme some, baby.
Like me a little George Clinton.
Ha ha. Well, hell, man, it's so funky this time of year, we might as well get down with the funk.
It's not bad, though. It's been pretty warm lately.
Shit, to who? You? I'm frozen.
Dude, it ain't even close.
That's cold.
It ain't cold.
Jesus, this guy. This guy walks around in shorts when it's like freaking...
I walk around in shorts 24...
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. So
all
really,
your... I shovel the snow in shorts.
Well, then you're not really a good judge of this.
I'm not at all, dude.
We can't allow you to judge anymore.
I'm not. I'm hardly ever cold.
Which tells me something.
What does it tell you? I want to hear this one.
You're a Mr. Freeze henchman in Hyde.
Is that what it is?
It's true.
Well, there you go.
Everyone knows it.
I'm not even a big fan of Mr. Freeze, to be honest.
That proves you're a henchman.
I'm being repressed by Mr. Freeze.
That's right. You're repressed.
Can't deal with him anymore.
What are you leafing through over there?
Previews, looking at new stuff, seeing what I'm going to go broke on.
What are you going to do, man?
I don't know. I got to tell you, I'm pretty stoked about Marvel Legends being back. I got to tell you, it was really sad that Hasbro bought them out, Toy Biz. And the first two lines they put out, I mean, everybody has seen them. That sucked. They put cheap plastic. They got rid of the comic. But I've seen the prototypes online, and if they turn out like that, they look awesome.
The Thor looked pretty good.
Thor looks good. Well, plus it's a Build-A-Figure. You got the Terrax.
Oh,
Marvel Legends is coming back with the Build-A-Figure. We have DC Universe is like, we're getting rid of the Build-A-Figures.
I roll my eyes.
Why is that?
Because I'm just tired of the whole Build-A-Figure. I think it adds price to us that we don't really need.
See, I like the idea because that's a way to get those bigger characters.
And I think you're right on certain things,
like
maybe.
Like the Giant Man was great. The MODOK's good. These bigger characters won't even normally fit in a box. And I like it for the fact, like, you know, I really dig the idea that... If I buy four of these characters, I basically get a free figure.
True, but at the same time, can we maybe do every other line? You know, maybe like Wave 10 will have a Build-A-Figure, and Wave 15 will have a Build-A-Figure,
you know,
but
what?
Not every single
Wave. If they had a Build-A-Figure to build the Batmobile, you would be all for it.
Actually, that happened. It was these Japanese figures I was getting, these little minis, and they were about the size of, I don't know, a little smaller than Star Wars figures, and each one came with a piece of the Batmobile. Those are sweet.
Wow, they did go up. DC Heroes, Wave 20, $20.99.
Lick a plate, you dog dick.
It is, right there, $20.99.
Jeez, I'm done.
The Batman Legacy figures.
We're all
$21.99.
No one's going to buy them.
That's crazy.
And what's in the new wave of Batman Legacy figures?
Those are the ones we were talking about a minute ago. The original Batman.
Those are the ones? Yeah, okay.
The original Catwoman.
I will have to have the damn Batman.
The $21.99 retail?
Well, luckily I know a guy that owns a comic store. Because otherwise I wouldn't get them.
Luckily, you know, you're really good friends with that guy that owns a comic store.
Damn right. Who's going to hook me up with a special credit card just for that store.
You know, we're going to start having gift cards starting in January.
That's cool.
We're going to start.
Nothing like doing it after the holiday.
Oh, I can do it before.
You
but
should.
We're getting them print, but we're going to have them real nice and neat.
Well, you still should do it before the holiday, dude. After
well,
the holiday,
who cares? We do gift cards.
You do?
Yeah, we do. I print them up and stuff, but we're going to get like professional looking ones.
He's going to have the doo-doo.
And the doo-doo.
Da-dum,
the Muppets. I loved it. I saw that new Muppet movie this weekend.
Pretty good?
Freaking awesome. I loved it.
My daughter drugged me to the new Footloose.
My daughter went to that, and she asked me to go. And you know what I told her? I told her, I said, no, I'm a man.
Doesn't matter. You do these things for your daughter, man.
No, I don't go see Footloose.
I got to tell you something. With the exception of some shoehorned, ridiculously out of place hip-hop crap that they danced exactly like they did on Skull Island in the King Kong 76 version, Dino De Laurentiis. Do you remember when they were taking Jessica Lange up to the mountain?
Oh, yeah.
You remember all that flailing around? That is the exact same dance they were doing in Footloose. I'm like, guys.
It's good that they brush that stuff off and bring it back every now and then and make it hip.
Thanks. I guess they're trying to pay tribute to some kind of native heritage because that's the most ridiculous thing I've seen. The rest of the movie was fine, had some really good performances. I'm glad because I didn't have to look at Laurie Singer, who sucked in the original.
Right.
And the lead's good. His best friend's Willie is fantastic. He's playing the Sean Penn part from the original. Or not Sean Penn, Chris Penn.
Chris Penn.
And I don't know. I thought overall they made a few improvements on it just because they fleshed out some characters more. And Dennis Quaid is in it. And anything Dennis Quaid's in pretty much means it's got something of quality to it or he wouldn't probably be in it.
You do understand he was in the first G.I. Joe.
And again, I say something of quality. There were parts of the first G.I. Joe I genuinely enjoyed.
Yeah. Anything that didn't have the Wayne brother in it was in it.
That, yeah. See, again, I'm talking about the shoehorning of hip-hop sensibilities again.
That's true.
Lord have mercy. It's got to go.
It's sad.
It's terrifying.
I'm telling you.
It's not right in the head. There you go. Well, man, don't leave dead air. Don't be like movies hate you. And
I'll do it.
Don't do it.
You know what we need to talk about?
What's that?
The first half of season two of Walking Dead ended this week.
Yeah, it did. It ended on a
bang. By the way, spoilers. We're going to talk about it. So if you don't like it, you know,
if you don't
want to
know, yeah, if you haven't seen it.
But, dude, that ending was awesome. The fact that they have one of the little girls gets lost. And basically this whole first half of the season.
Has been hunting for this damn kid.
It's hanging for this kid. And the last scene, she comes out. But you know the guy that's like the biker jerk? His character kind of grew from looking for this girl.
Well, honestly, my second, Norman Reedus plays him. He's my second
Norman
favorite
Reedus.
Character.
But, you know, I really like the way that they've used her as a plot device to make him be more part of the group. If you ignore the part of just that, but the plot devices of what that did around them.
It just took so long to get anywhere this first half. But there was whole episodes where you really got tired of people crying and talking in a bedroom.
But you know, I didn't mind some of it. Because, like, the whole the girlfriend with who's the little the Asian character.
Yeah, he's my favorite character in the whole show.
Yeah, I like him. And with that whole thing with him and the girl and running into town and her calling him, zombie bait and all that, I really like that dimension.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the scenes, the endless scenes of tears from people who just kept going in circles and circles, sitting by the kid's bed, talking. There were whole episodes where literally 30 minutes would be dialogue sitting by a bed, and it had gotten to the point where I'm not the only one that said, can we please move the plot along?
Yeah, but
Three episodes in a row, it's enough to talk.
About the scene of when they were going in to get the medication for the kid?
Oh, that was fantastic. See, like I said,
the
last few episodes.
And he shoots the guy in the knee. And then, he's turned into, I loved him as a character. He used to do a show called The Class, and I loved him in that. And then it's like, now he's like the biggest prick in the world. Shaves his head off.
Well, and that's the other problem I have with it is he's gotten to the point now where really it's
he's almost a villain.
It's annoying. I'm tired of that circle again. It's a circle thing going on where every episode Shane has to have a meltdown now. And I think the last two episodes of this season and the first episode were probably, or maybe the first and second, were probably the highlights. And everything in between was a meandering circle to me. And I really got tired of Shane, and I got tired of him going through all this crap. Now, I admit that episode where he took out Otis.
I liked Otis.
I did too, and it was an amazing episode.
And he's a great actor.
But I really got mad because
he's such a great actor.
We had Michael Rooker on the other night, and Michael Rooker was talking to us about it. And this was before he was on the show, but we knew he was coming in. And we didn't know when we had invited him to be on the show that he was going to be on back on Walking Dead. But we, popular demand, they brought him back. So Michael wouldn't tell us anything because he's a pain in the butt. So afterwards, I sent him a letter, and I was like, you are a butt. Because I was all excited thinking his character had come back, and his character actually had the little girl this whole time. I was all excited, mm-hmm. which would have been a neat subplot. Like, he'd been following him and keeping an eye, and he took the little girl saying, give me my brother back and you can have the little girl or whatever. And then it turns out the brother didn't want to come back because he's grown as a person. Well, of course, they threw all
and
that
then
away.
And they used him where he's kind of like...
He's a dream character.
He's a dream character at this point.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
When the guy's delusional, he's dreaming of his brother.
But he still can come back next season as a real character.
I don't know. I'm so
because they've never showed the body.
Well, second half of this season, maybe.
The second half. They've never showed the body yet.
No.
So we don't know what's going on with it.
Well, I know they'd better do something more than that because that was almost like you've waited your whole life to go out with the prom queen, and when you got on the date, you found out it was the prom queen's name was Chuck. That's about what we got.
Wow.
It was no good.
Speaking of Chuck, Chuck was good.
Chuck's always good.
I'm loving
the best
Chuck.
Show on television.
Love freaking Chuck.
Too bad it's almost over.
You know what I turned on the other day? I'm just flipping through the channels 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's that?
DC Cab.
That is funny.
And you know who stars in that, don't you?
Oh, of course.
And I'm sitting there going, wow, you look a lot different than you do in Chuck.
True. But then again, he's amazing in all
He's
ways.
A great actor. He yeah. was even good in DC Cab way back when.
Well, you remember 3 o'clock High or whatever. No, but My Bodyguard. Three
was
o'clock
my
High
bodyguard?
Was the other one. Yeah, 3 o'clock High was the other guy. My Bodyguard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's great. Or maybe it wasn't My Bodyguard. He was in one of those movies. I'm gonna find out which one he was in.
Because, IMDb.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, I know Vincent D'Onofrio was in a bunch of these movies, too, and he's fantastic. He's one of my favorite actors of all time.
Who's that?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Who's that?
You don't know who he is? Law & Order, Criminal Intent.
I'd probably know him if I saw his
picture. He was fantastic in every way, shape, and form.
What movies has he done?
Oh, what you talking about, Willis? Who, Vincent D'Onofrio? Mm-hmm.
What movies has he done?
He's done a ton of movies, but one of the things I recently really liked him in was that movie about the Irish mob, and he played the mob leader guy. You remember this?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty good, and I'm trying to remember the name of the damn movie because I like him so much, but I can't remember the damn. It just Adam Baldwin is his name, by the way, the guy we're talking about. He also played.
Oh, yeah.
He's also been in some of the Justice League movies.
He does Hal Jordan's voice normally on the Justice League.
He was fantastical. He did Superman in the DC Universe Online game.
You know, let's get rid of it. He's Jan on Serenity. I'm sorry. That is like one of my favorite, well, it's probably my favorite movie and series of all time.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I got to what?
Did you know?
Are you not a fan
there's
of
a
Serenity
TV series
and Firefly?
Is there a TV series called Buy More?
No.
It says that he's in a TV series called Buy More from 2008.
Which would be funny.
It's what it says. He played the part of Superman in Doomsday also.
I can see that.
Yep. He was in The Thirst. He was in Serenity, like you said. And if Bones. You go back further, he was in Jackie Chan Adventures. He was a voice on that. He was Green Lantern and Benjamin Knox on the Justice League TV series. He's been in Angel, the TV series, Stargate SG-1.
Jag.
Of course, Firefly.
Firefly.
Yep, of course.
X-Files. Yep. I did not know that.
He had a reoccurring character on X-Files. Men in Black, the series. Weird. It was an animated series. He did stuff on that. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the TV
the
movie.
The Patriot. I do remember. He was actually a good part in The Patriot.
Yep.
He was like the British soldier that was like the good guy.
Yep.
And see.
The Cape, the TV series from 97.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it was.
I saw the newer one, and it was terrible.
I didn't mind
the
it.
The new one really stunk.
The new one, the first few episodes were kind of crap, but it got better, and that's when they stopped.
Oh, of course.
Of course, he was in Predator 2, Next of Kin.
DC Cab.
You know.
My Bodyguard, you are correct.
Yes, My Bodyguard. Back in the day. Back in the day, sir.
It's great.
And then, of course, you know, if you want to go, and we'll look up just to see. Just for shits and giggles, you know, because I have to do it.
You don't
while
have
you
to
talk
do nothing.
While you talk amongst
you don't
yourself.
Have to do nothing.
Talk amongst yourself, sir.
Just talk amongst yourself. We don't want dead air.
That's right.
No, I'm trying to think of, you know, we got the new Batgirl coming out next week.
Tell me about it.
The Bishio. It's awesome, dude. I mean, it's that anime-looking Batgirl. I have her in the store.
You have her in the store?
I'm going to have her next week. They have the new War Machine sideshow premiered this week. And it's kind of a concept one. It's a special version. It's more gray and black. $239. It's kind of getting ridiculous. I got to say.
Keep it.
I mean, $239.
I'm tired.
I don't understand how they expect to keep this stuff going with prices like that.
Well, here's how you would know Vincent D'Onofrio. Let me tell you how you would know him the best, knowing what we love comics so much. He was Thor in Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah, Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff. He's a good actor.
He's great. Yeah, he's fantastical.
He's not my favorite, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I dig him a lot.
You know, I saw, and I can't remember the name of it, I saw that Gary Oldman has got a movie coming out.
Okay.
And he's actually going to be the star.
Gary Oldman?
Oldman. Yeah, it's it looks like he's going to be some kind of spy or something like that. I just saw the movie poster.
Weird.
And I was like, good Lord, really? There's no way.
Really? I can't see that. Really?
I can't really see him playing a star. I mean, he's one of my favorite actors. But you know what? He never, ever winds up getting a starring role. I mean, he's always that secondary character in every movie he's in.
True enough. Dead air.
It's not.
Let's fill this sucker. Come on.
Criminal Empire for Dummies.
What are you saying there, Johnny?
That's the movie. Oh, here it is. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's starring... it says, in the bleak days of the Cold War, espionage veteran George Smiley is forced from semi-retirement to uncover a Soviet agent within the MI6's clutches. And it's starring Gary Oldman.
There you go.
Dude, I got to see it. I mean, the fact that he's going to actually star in a role is pretty good. Colin Firth's in it and Tom Hardy.
Colin who? Firth?
Firth.
You said Filth.
Whatever, same
Colin's
thing.
Dirty. He's Mark, a dirty boy.
Mark Strong is in it. The guy that played Sinestro. We got Tommy Jones in it. I mean, Toby Jones. John Hurt. Is it Tom Hardy? Isn't that the guy that's going to be playing Bane?
Yes.
He's in it.
Well, there you go. And it's written by Christopher Nolan.
You know what? It probably is.
Nah, it'd be Jonathan, probably.
No, it's actually John LeCare. Peter Strogan. Thomas Alfredson is actually directing it.
Thomas the Tank Engine's directing.
But dude, it looks like a great movie. You should check it out.
I will check it out, man.
Hey, Mark Strong, we got Sinestro, Commissioner Gordon, and Bane all in the same movie.
It's kind of freaky. Speaking of Commissioner Gordon, I've been reading more and more about the IMAX deal coming up. Now, you are going to that, right?
When is it going to be?
The 21st, I believe, something like that. 23rd, I got something going somewhere on. In there. Mission Impossible. Now, here's what I'm hearing that's starting to worry me, and I'm going to call Warner Brothers and find out for sure. I'm going to
you
call
got them, like,
PR.
On a hotline or something?
I've got the PR number at home, and I'm going to give them a call, because...
You talk to them a lot, don't you?
Well, sometimes. But I'm hearing that the cinematographer is saying you need to see it at an IMAX theater that is actually equipped with 70mm projectors, and if not, you don't get to see the prequel. Or the prologue to The Dark Knight Rises.
Really?
It's only going to be on those. Now, you know, not one theater in Kansas City, except for the one at the Zoo, has the 70mm projectors.
They don't have the IMAX at the Zoo anymore.
Well, they moved it over to the Science City.
Right, which is Union Station, right?
Right, and it has the 70mm projector now.
But they don't hardly show any regular movies.
They don't
movies
show regular movies,
there.
No. Uh-uh. They show, like, special movies, like educational crap. Well, all the ones that are, I call them fake IMAX,
mm-hmm.
because I've always complained that they're never really IMAX theaters. They're just barely a little bit bigger than a normal screen. But the one, like, over here at Berry Woods, it's a digital IMAX, and so are all the others in town. There is one in St. Louis and one on the way to St. Louis that are 70mm. But I'm going to find out if that's true, because that doesn't feel right, because we saw the prologue for The Dark Knight before I Am Legend in IMAX, and
right.
It was on digital. So I'm going to find out. I think maybe he's just wanting people to go, and he doesn't like the digital thing. So a lot of those old-timers, and rightfully so, they like the true film over the digital.
I got to tell you, I saw Spider-Man, the original one, at the IMAX down there at the Zoo. I thought it was freaking awesome. I really liked
Attack of the Clones, dude. Whew, the special IMAX version. I'd do anything to have a copy of that. It was. They took out some of the lovey-dovey stuff and put in more battle scenes, dude.
I know, as long as they could take out Jar Jar Binks.
He was pretty much not in much of that one anyway. Was unbelievable, though. And you're right. I never saw Spider-Man there, but I mean, The Dark Knight.
Spider-Man was freaking awesome. Dark Knight was great down there. I used to love going down to the Zoo when they had the IMAX
and
down
they
there.
They took it out.
It was great.
Moved it, yeah.
And I don't understand that, because they're so busy trying to make the Zoo, bring in the polar bears. That, you know, this weekend they got the pancakes for penguins. And it's like, why are you going to build all this up and then tear out the IMAX?
They probably had to do, you know, it's got something to do with some weird politics around here. Have you seen that they started releasing the merchandising already? The Batman Dark Knight Rises t-shirts are starting to pop out.
Are they really?
Yeah, you can get them at Hot Topic, $20.
Nice.
It's the one with the skyscrapers going up, and it's got the bat. And it just says Rises at the bottom. It's sweet.
Nice.
They had them over there, $20.
Hey, guess what I read today?
What's that?
They're doing a new story about Arthur. It's going to be called Arthur and Lancelot.
Okay.
Kit Harington is going to be starring as Arthur.
Okay.
Most people are familiar with him because he plays Jon Snow in the Game of Thrones series. Great actor. But Gary Oldman is playing Merlin. Tell me how cool that's going to be.
That's just cool.
Gary Oldman as Merlin.
That is going to be cool. Have you ever seen the Camelot TV series?
You know, I have not. I've been wanting to. I have Stars now, but the problem is it's like in the middle of it, so I need to get the DVD set.
Well, it was like $12. It was on Black Friday, and I didn't get it because I don't know if it's any good.
I've heard it was great. Game of Thrones is phenomenal. If you see that on DVD, get it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
They're great. I've seen every one. I'm almost done with the fifth book I'm reading, A Dance with Dragons. Wonderful freaking book. It's probably my favorite series of all time. I'd say probably, yeah, I would have to say it's my favorite series, even over Tolkien.
Weird.
No, it's not weird. It's good. Martin, he writes some great books. You need to read it.
Of course, from what I understand, Camelot got canceled. It was supposed to move forward for the second season, and they canceled it.
Did it really?
That's what I've heard. Like it happened, you know, fairly recently. Like they went in, they were kind of negotiating the second season, and then they just decided after they'd already kind of said yes, no, production started, and they just stopped.
That's kind of weird.
It is weird.
Because you figured, you know, it's Stars. It's like an original programming. They got some cash to put towards that.
Right.
But did you ever watch I, Frankenstein? Or read the book, I should say?
I can't remember, to be honest. I keep thinking I did.
They're doing, because they had the I, Dracula.
Right.
And now they're doing an I, Frankenstein, and starring Aaron Eckhart. It's one of his new movies.
Weird.
Eckhart. You should know that. Come on, Mr. Horror.
Yeah, I don't.
It's supernatural creatures.
I'm not paying attention.
You know who else is starring, don't you?
What's that?
The hot blonde from Chuck.
Ah, no way.
Yeah, Yanni Stravosky. Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yeah, whatever it is. She's great.
She was in Killer Elite. I saw that a couple weeks ago.
Very cool.
I got to say, that was pretty cool, too. Have you seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
Good movie. Jason Statham, man. One guy would not want to meet in a dark alley.
And what was it called again?
Killer Elite. It was Jason Statham, Robert De Niro.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It was actually really cool.
Yeah, he's done so many that just came out recently, like 13, Blitz, and now that. All like in the same just last couple of months.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
crazy,
know.
Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. Well, we are rolling down here on time.
Are we out?
Not yet, but we're gonna be in a few minutes.
No, we're not.
In like two.
And two?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell you the truth, the thing I was the most disappointed on in previews is like DC. They're really not showing a lot of figures right now. Not a lot with the whole DC Direct. It's like the last few months, nothing. I think it's all this new 52 they're gearing up for. But I was trying to think, and, you know, I was going through. There's not a lot of stuff that just jumps out at me this time. I'm quite surprised. I mean, the new Batman Beyond, but that's about it. We got the deal with Gail Simone's upset.
Oh, yeah? Yep.
We talked about that,
yep,
though.
Maybe she'll come around, or maybe they'll come around. One of the two.
I don't know. You know, it's Warner Brothers, it's DC. They kind of got that power-hungry trip that they can do whatever the heck they want. But what do you do? I also saw the Sideshow's coming out with a new Black Ninja for the G.I. Joe line. And the thing that ticks me off the most is they're doing another, like, trooper for Star Wars. It's like, come on, guys. How many troopers are you going to put out from these clone troopers? It's like, this is like the 12th one, and we haven't gotten a Chewie.
Go figure.
We haven't gotten all, you know, we haven't gotten half the bounty hunters yet. They just now did IG-88. And it's like, we haven't got an R2-D2 or C-3PO, and you're going to give us the 12th clone trooper. They haven't even got a biker scout or a snow trooper yet.
No one's going to buy it.
And I'm like, you know, half the people don't even care about the prequels. Half the characters they're pumping out is from the prequel. And you know what? Nobody cares.
Maybe that's the license they got.
I guess. Hey, what's the midnight movie for this week? Is there any?
Well, that's a good question. We can go check it out real quick if you'd like.
I was just kind of curious.
You know, it's been so difficult with the weird patterns of everything. Last week, the midnight movies were on Tuesdays. Because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Did you go this weekend?
You know what? I didn't. I, you know, the truth of the matter is, unless it's something special, I can't afford it, man. I'm going to have to sell blood to go see a damn movie or if the end of the year in the station.
I found the way to make money off of it.
How's that?
Well, they have a special now, AMC Theaters, that if you spend $30, you get a $5 gift card. I mean, if you buy a $30 gift card, you get a $5 gift card free.
Okay.
So before I bought, like, I was taking me and the family, you know, to the movies this weekend.
Okay.
So what do? I go buy the gift card, and I get my points for buying it.
Okay.
Then they give me my $5 gift card. Then I went and used my gift card to buy all the tickets, used it for my concessions, and I got double the points.
Well, here's the news. There's absolutely no midnight shows here north of the river, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Is there not at all? Well, I don't think there's hardly anything coming out.
This place needs an enema.
Enema? This town needs an enema.
It really does, dude. I am not even kidding. It needs a freaking enema.
But there's a lot of good movies out at midnight tomorrow.
Yeah, just not here.
Just not here. Yeah, it is true, though. I know it's funny because I was reading an article about our new mayor, you know, Sly. I mean, really, you're really, that's what, come on.
Don't get me started.
But it's like he's all pushing that he wants this trolley car to be from the Light District to Crown Center. Because that's what's going to really help Kansas City, you know, boost.
Well, it's whoever's behind it and then giving him money.
And then they're wanting to put in a big motel down there.
Like there's room for it.
Well, they're planning on putting a new one. They're saying, hey, Courageous is the midnight showing for tomorrow night.
I didn't see it. It says PM, not AM.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
But and then they're talking about, I guess, American Royals trying to get them basically to tear down Kemper and rebuild it.
Stupid.
And America, and I'm thinking, they haven't even paid off the first loans from Kemper yet.
It was only a few years ago that we gave them the money. We said okay in our taxes and gave them the money. So there we go again. Oh, man, we are out of time, so that's okay.
Are we out of time?
We are. We're woefully out.
All right. Well, I guess you know what they say. Tune in next week.
Same brute time.
Same brute channel.
Right here on jackaloperadio.com.
Later.
Brute Squad!